See, I told you, it was a house. I wonder what kind of house it was. What did the houses look like back then? So they probably were there in the manger into the where the animals were, and then moved on into a house until they were ready to go home. Well, that's the importance of kind of reading the scriptures and reading them slowly. It's called Lectio Divina. And so anytime that I prepare for a homily, that's what I do. I kind of read it over. And, you know, some of these readings are so familiar that you kind of go to certain words or certain phrases automatically because maybe you've prayed with them before and you just naturally go to those. But when I was preparing for this Sunday, reading the readings, the following is what grabbed my attention and hadn't done that before. It was, go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may go and do him homage. Those are the words of King Herod. And what grabbed me was, go and search diligently for the child. I thought in my own life, well, that's a great metaphor of me. I'm always looking for Jesus. I think all of us do. That's why we've come here to church for the sacraments, especially for Holy Communion. We're in search of our Lord, and that's our pilgrimage here on earth. So that got me to thinking that searching diligently. How do you search for the Lord diligently? So I did what all of us should do when you have a question. You go to Mr. Google. So I typed in search diligently. And one of the first things that came up was a website on how to geocache. Are you guys familiar with that, geocaching, where you kind of search around for these little medallions or whatnot throughout? And a lot of times they're in state parks, and someone will leave it there and give you clues of how to find it and whatnot. So it was a whole website on how to improve your geocaching. And as I was looking through that, I thought, what a great metaphor or analogy of searching for the Lord diligently. So this is what the website said. Now, I must warn you. You guys have had Father Ben Sawyer here for a little while. This is not going to be of any depths, okay? All right, he'll be back, so don't worry. So you'll either get something out of this or you'll at least learn how to geocache, all right? All right. So first thing they say is what to bring. They say that a GPS receiver, a topo map, and a compass are mandatory to ensure a safe search. Well, in searching diligently for the child Jesus, I think the three things that are mandatory for us for a safe search here on earth is, first of all, the GPS receiver, I would say, would be our intellect, our common sense. This is something that God has exclusively given to us human beings. The map would be the scriptures. And the compass would be the catechism, because it gives us the directions. Next, they say that you need to bring a flashlight. Don't underestimate the time it may take you to find the cache. Be prepared in case dusk falls sooner than expected. And I thought, well, that's a great metaphor in my spiritual life. I oftentimes do. I underestimate the time that it takes to grow in holiness. As soon as I think I kind of got this virtue down, then I lose it. And it's very difficult. And I know that life is short. And I'm never going to quite get my act together before dusk falls. So I thought of Mark chapter 13, where Jesus said, "Take heed, keep alert, for you do not know the appointed time when I will come." So what could represent the flashlight? Well, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." But notice that Jesus said, "Follow me." Follow Jesus. Don't try to lead Jesus. don't try to walk with, but rather follow him. If he's the light, then the way that he walked will be the way we walk. And so the hardships, the joys, the sorrows, all the things that Jesus endured, we will too. And we have a God that has walked that path with us, before us. He's shown us the way. So I would say Jesus is that flashlight. The website goes on to say that you need a water bottle. As with any outdoor activity, staying hydrated keeps your muscles happy and your mind sharp. Take along an ample supply. Jesus said in Luke's gospel, "Watch yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and cares of this life, that day will come upon you suddenly like a trap." Well, I know for myself that if I don't get enough water, I get sleepy, I get headachy. I don't know if that's a word or not, but I do. I get headachy and I get lethargic. I don't know who they are. Have you ever noticed that we always say, whoever these they people are, they say that we need 8 glasses of water a day to remain hydrated. So hydration is our normal state. Dehydration is abnormal. So having a water bottle recognizes that we must plan for the abnormal. So Jesus must realize that we would also need whatever's necessary for the abnormal, because he said, "I am the living water. Whoever drinks the water I give will never thirst. Indeed, the water that I give will become a wellspring of life to eternal life." So this means we must come to Jesus for the water. He carries that extra supply. But that doesn't make sense. If we're really looking for Jesus, how can we find that extra canteen? So I was thinking about the woman at the well. She's in John chapter 3. And maybe she can help us. She went to a place where water is found. So to find Jesus, we have to ask ourselves, are we looking in the right places? Are we looking at Scripture, prayer, the church, the sacraments, even nature? Are we looking for our Lord in the right places? Are we drinking from the right wellspring? The next thing in this list, they say that you need a cell phone. Geocaching solo can be a welcome respite from the real world, but if you go alone, leave your flight plan with a loved one and take along a cell phone. I thought that's a great metaphor of our spiritual life, that oftentimes we do pray alone, and yet we need one another. In order to get to heaven, we can't do it by ourselves. We really do need one another. And kind of like that game show that was in the 90s, if you want to be a millionaire or something like that, they always had that phone call as being your lifeline. Well, that's the way it is with us in our spiritual life. We need one another, even if we're alone. A first aid kit. Get familiar with your terrain before you go. Your pack should include the basics as well as specific for the environment. Wow, that's a lot of spirituality there. And I thought in my own spiritual life, what would my first aid kit be? The sacrament of confession. Is in the sacrament of confession, I can bring all of my woundedness, whether it's really broken things or just scratches, and the Lord can begin the healing. A notebook and 2 pens, it says. Keep a running log of your travels, recording the waypoints and the coordinates for future references. Jot down your impressions of the landscape. Well, for those of you who have ever been on a retreat, we know that we always recommend that you keep a spiritual diary, that you journal. And if you're like me, I'll write things down, and then years later I'll look back at it and say, wow, I was really smart back then. Why don't I remember these things? So in our spiritual life, we have to do the same thing and jot down what we're feeling and desiring, what's going on in the landscape of our spiritual life. Finally, they suggest for geocaching that you should bring along insect repellent. Apply before you go and take it along to reapply as you go along the way. And I think Paul in Romans chapter 10 verse 13 gives the best insect repellent. Of course, insects could be a metaphor in our spiritual life for the devil or for temptations. Paul wrote, "Everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord will be saved." So I know in my life, calling upon the name of Jesus, especially out loud, really calms me down, repels temptations, repels the devil. So if you see a little white pickup truck driving around Wichita and you see a priest in there saying, "Jesus," I'm not cursing you guys. I'm really praying. But have you ever tried that? Calling out the name of Jesus out loud. It will break through some of the depression or anxieties or anger or whatnot, but you're calling out upon the power of the Lord. "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." Searching diligently for the Lord takes effort, planning, and follow through. And like King Herod found out, you cannot sit on your throne in your palace and let others search for Christ for you. You've got to get off your comfortable throne and follow the star. Only when you yourself put forth the effort to know the Christ child, then what happens is found in the first reading. "You shall be radiant at what you see. Your heart shall throb and overflow. For the riches of the sea shall be emptied out before you, and the wealth of the nations shall be brought to you."